Hello and welcome to Fight Picks with the Pros. My name is Chris Holdsworth, and today we're going to review five fights on the upcoming UFC 265 card featuring Derek the Black Beast Lewis versus Cyril the Bon Gaiman Gon in the main event. Today I'm joined by UFC featherweight Josh Emmett. Let's go.
Introducing Fight Picks with the Pros, brought to you by FanDuel.
All right, first fight we're going to talk about is Bobby King Green coming at the plus 250 underdog versus Rafael, I don't know his nickname, Viziev. Is that how you pronounce it? Viziev?
Viziev.
Man, these names sometimes get me. Coming at the minus 325 favorite. All right, this is a lightweight bout overview. Green is looking to get back in the win column after losing to Moses, snapping a three-fight winning streak. While Viziev is entering his fifth UFC fight, looking for his fourth win in a row since losing his UFC debut. And Viziev is that viral, Muay Thai fighter that had that crazy Matrix lean back, video. Mm-hmm. And he's been looking good in all his fights. I think I bet against him last time or picked against him, and that didn't go too well for me. So I think I'm going to go, I'm a Bobby Green fan. He's been around forever, 27-11, 8 TKOs and 9 subs. He's got a well-versed finishing ratio. He beat Clay Guida, my boy, a few fights ago. And he's been all over the place. He's been in, King of the Cage. I think he's fought in the Strike Force a bunch. And he's in the UFC. So this guy has been around for a while. But I think, Rafael is the up-and-coming new version, the new style MMA fighters that, they have a crazy, Muay Thai game, but they also can grapple and wrestle mm-hmm. as well. I think Rafael is going to take him on this. I think his striking is going to be a lot better. He's going to find his openings on the feet. And I don't think Bobby Green's just going to be able to take him down either. Rafael's training at Tiger Muay Thai, Puckett Top Team, and those guys are great out there. They got great coaches, guys from all over the world that come there and train. So, this will be a good fight, but I think I'm going to go with Viziev on this one. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Bobby Green's been around for a long time. He's a veteran of the sport. He's seen the who's who of basically everybody, different styles, but I think, Rafael's going to be too much for him, and man, just his striking is top notch. You know what I mean? It's he's so elusive. He's fast. He's powerful. The only way I could see Bobby Green kind of pulling this out if somehow he can maybe get him up against the cage, take him down, and kind of grind him out.
He's
got
to try to grapple him. He's got to make it a dirty fight.
Yeah,
and this is definitely has possibility of fight of the night bonus mm-hmm. going down. Bobby Green always brings it, and, his opponent is, top-notch as well. So I think Bobby needs to make this a dirty fight, put him against the cage, try to grapple him a little bit. He can't stay on the outside striking kickboxing range with, with Rafael. He can't do it. I think he's going to get picked apart. So I'm personally going with Rafael Viziev. Man, these names are getting me today. Goodness gracious.
I agree too. I'm going to go towards him, but anything could happen. You have a veteran in the sport. Bobby Green comes to fight that guy. He's never out of the fight, and he can finish the fight anytime too.
Cool. So we both got Rafael.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to the next fight. We got Song Yadong, our boy from Team Alpha Male, fighting Casey Kenny, a guy from MMA Lab. So, Song Yadong, he's from China. He's been with the team for a few years now, 16-5. He's got 6 TKOs and 3 subs. His last fight, unfortunately, we lost to Kyler Phillips. Mm-hmm. It was a good fight, but, we were on the losing end of that one. 8 wins, 1 draw, straight prior, 5-1-1 in the UFC. So he's got a good record in the UFC. He's fought a lot of tough guys in the division. And I still think he's really young, and he's still learning. Like, this guy came – he was good when he came to the team, but, now Uriah took him under his wing. He shows up to, all the practices. He works hard, and every time I roll with him, he feels like he's getting better. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, dude, you're getting better every time. So I always like to see guys like Song that are always in the gym, that are always getting better. You know, every fight they bring something new to the table. Mm-hmm. But you know, Casey Kenney's no slouch. 16-3, two TKOs and five subs. You know, he lost to Dominic Cruz back in March, which was a great fight. It was back and forth. He actually, you know, gave Dominic a better fight than I thought he was. Three straight wins beforehand. I know he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu and judo. I'm seeing, yeah, wrestler too. So grappling dominant, but I know he can throw hands. I've seen a ton of his fights. So give me your take on this, Josh. What do you think? I know you know Song as well, and give me your
Of course, I'm going towards Song. You know, hopefully he gets the job done. He is continuing to evolve every single fight, and like you said, from when he first came here a few years ago to now, like I see him on the mats and the guy gets better and better, and he's fast, he's powerful, he's adding so much to his game. His striking's always been really well, but now he's implementing more of his wrestling with Danny and more of his jits with you and Uriah, and yeah, he does so good in practice and everything, and I think if he can just stay calm, stay relaxed, and treat this fight as a big sparring match in practice, you know, and he's going to get hit, just stay calm the whole time, and he could end the fight any moment, and I think he can sub him. I think he could you know, catch him on his feet, and this is a fight I'm looking forward to. But you know, Casey Kenney, he's a tough kid, and he comes from a great camp with, you know, his teammates and coaches. So yeah, it's gonna be a tough fight though.
Yeah, we can't let Casey Kenney push the pace on us. Song's got to push the pace. He can't start late either. Mm-hmm. You know, in my opinion, Song in previous fights he started a little too late, mm-hmm. or he's made it too close in certain positions. So you know, hopefully he has that sense of urgency. If we get taken down, we get put in a bad position, we got to get out. Mm-hmm. We got to perform. And if he can look the way he looks on a Wednesday sparring match, mm-hmm. I think he'll finish Casey Kenney. So I got Song Yadong. I think he might catch Casey Kenney with, you know, with one of his right hands. If he doesn't catch Casey early, it's gonna be a grappling fight. I think Casey's gonna try to take him down and grind on him a little bit. But I see Song, you know, winning these positions, ending up on top, and Song getting in the decision.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree? Song, yeah. Decision? All right. Moving on to the next one. We got Michael Chiesa versus Vincent Luque. You know, Michael Chiesa, former Ultimate Fighter. I was, you know, actually there. I was fortunate enough to be a part of his team. Uriah coached that season versus Dominic Cruz. And, you know, I got to train with Chiesa and know him on a personal level. So I've always been rooting for him ever since. And he's been on a tear ever since moving to 170. He was good at 155, but ever since the moving to 170, he's 4-0. You know, he's finishing people, and he's looking better and better at that natural weight. I think he doesn't, you know, the cutting the weight and all that was just probably killing him. You know, he's 18-4, 11 subs, 7 decisions, you know, 4 straight wins, tough 15 winner, 3.6 takedowns to, you know, but Luque has 65% takedown defense. So that's going to be interesting if Chiesa tries to take him down. We'll see if Luque, you know, has the, you know, defense to stop it. But, you know, Luque training out of Sanford is no joke as well. Every time he fights, he impresses me more and more. You know, his striking skills and his takedown defense. He's not really known to be a grappler. Like, I don't really see him taking people down and getting on top of them. To me, he's more of a MMA striker, mm-hmm. kind of a sprawl and brawl type of guy, but with clean kickboxing. You know, like, that's how he's trying to win fights. He's trying to, you know, either knock you out or TKO you on the feet. Give me your take on this, what you know about Luque Chiesa.
Yeah, no, I think this is going to be it's a fight I'm looking forward to. Chiesa has looked a lot better since moving up to, you know, welterweight, and he has been on tear. But Vince Luque, he's a tough guy. You know, he's won the last 9 of his 10 fights, with the only loss coming by Steven Wonderboy Thompson, which is, you know, in the top 3. So this is definitely a step up in competition. We're really going to see, you know, not that if Chiesa belongs in the welterweight division, because I know he does, but it's a step up in competition. So I'm thinking if he can get through Luque, man, then he is going to make a run at that title.
There's no way they can't give it to him. You know, 4-0, a former Ultimate Fighter. Mm-hmm. You know, he's marketable. You know, I love the new commercial with Gaethje, the Cuervo commercial. I thought that was pretty funny. He needs to take Luque down. He needs to mix up the MMA. Mm-hmm. If he takes him down, I think he'll submit Luque, and that's what I'm actually going to call. I got Michael Chiesa by submission on this one. Who you got?
I think I'm going to go Chiesa by decision. I think he kind of grinds him out if he can get the takedown. Because I think Luque, he's tough striker. He's tough to take down. And I thought he came from a jiu-jitsu background, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm going
Chiesa by decision. Yeah, I hope I'm not wrong. I've just seen the majority of his fights have been all striking. Mm-hmm. So, I think he's more of just a kickboxer. All right, moving on to the next fight. We got Jose Aldo coming at the -142 favorite versus Pedro the Young Punisher Munoz coming at the +116 underdog. This is a bantamweight fight. Fight moved to the co-main event after Nunez's fight was dropped. I think Nunez tested positive, so unfortunate for that. I wanted to see the Juliana Pena mm-hmm. fight versus her. I thought that would be a good scrap. But Aldo is coming off his first bantamweight victory of his career. And then we have Munoz also coming off a win with his last four fights have been fight of the nights. Wow. So he comes out and brings it, man. His fight with Sterling, just his every fight, Pedro Munoz is definitely a top notch in the division. And he's going to be a lot for Jose to handle. Mm-hmm. I think Jose has the reach on him. But Pedro has the pace. He brings the pace, and I think he's going to be able to piece Jose up on the feet a little bit. But you can't Jose Aldo out. He's always, has the chance of finishing you. Mm-hmm. He can finish you on the feet or on the ground. This is going to be an interesting matchup. I'm not going to call it yet. I want to hear what you have to say about it first.
I'm looking forward to this one as well. I think, Pedro Munoz being, he's a BJJ black belt, even though Aldo is too. We don't see too much of Aldo, working his wrestling and his submission too much. So I think Pedro Munoz is really going to pressure him, he stays out of those kicking. He stays out of the kicking range where Aldo's just, he's an expert at. So I think Munoz is going to pressure him, get into boxing range, and I think he has a little more power. He's kind of like he's a big guy, cuts a lot to get down to that bantamweight division. So I think he's going to pressure him and try to land big shots and possibly, try to get Aldo to the ground and work some of his jits. Man, it's a tough fight. I could see Munoz catching Aldo, winning by TKO or KO. But if not, I could see if it goes to the scorecards, I think Aldo is going to pull off a decision.
Yeah, Aldo's got the 5-inch reach advantage. If he's smart, he's going to try to box, keep him at the range, and use his kicks from the outside. But we both know Pedro Munoz has a really good calf kick. I feel like if he gets on the inside, he's going to try to take Jose Aldo's calf out. He might try some of those inside teep kicks. He, mm-hmm. he likes those up down the middle. And you got to watch his overhand right. He'll get in there in close and wing him. But, Jose does a good job not standing and banging. Mm-hmm. He stays on the outside and uses his jab and uses his straight punches. So you think Jose is going to win by decision? Oh, man, I want to say Jose. I've always been a Jose fan. But, I think Pedro Munoz is on the rise, man. I think he's getting better and better since moving to American Top Team. And, training with those guys. And I've just been impressed, every fight with Pedro. There was a super close fight with Edgar, that Edgar got the nod. But I think it could have went either way, in my opinion. I'm going to go with Pedro Munoz on this. I think he's going to win a decision. I think he's going to push the pace. He's going to have the output on Aldo. And I think he'll win some of the wrestling exchanges. I don't think he's going to do much on the ground, but I think he'll win some of the wrestling exchanges.
It's time for the main fight pick of the evening.
All right, so let's talk about the main event. We have Cyril Bongaman Gon coming in at the -310 favorite versus Derek the Black Beast Lewis coming at the plus 240 underdog. For the interim heavyweight belt, I don't know what classifies an interim or championship belt nowadays. I think it's just a sales tactic by the UFC. But Nagano is the champ. We know that. And I guess some type of contract issues this fight had to fill in. I think what ended up happening is Gon got a lot of good reaction from the French, right? The French, they're trying to grow that market. Mm-hmm. And they got a lot of good views. So they're like, all right, we can do this at a main event. So they threw him in there versus Derek Lewis, who, you know, who's always going to have a fan base. Mm-hmm. Who's got, you know, a huge Instagram following. And you know, I think this is going to be a good fight. You know, Gon's going to try to piece him apart and dance around. We know Derek Lewis, he's got the KO power. He's going to try to knock you out and just throw hands. But Cyril is a little bit more of the, you know, the calm, calculated, they take you into the deep waters, you know, just pop shots, you know, work some shots from the outside. So I think that's what Gon needs to do. He definitely needs to stay away from Derek Lewis's power. You don't want to get hit by the Black Beast. It's going to be an early night for you if that happens. But Gon has proven himself time and time again, 8-0, 3 TKOs, 3 subs, coming off a win over Volkov, you know, recently, June 26th. So this is a, you know, pretty fast turnaround. And he's 6-0 in the UFC. So they're building him up. If he wins this, he's definitely going to be in line to fight Francis Ngannou next. You know, he's got the 2-inch reach advantage. But like we said, he's fighting the Black Beast. So what's your take on this, Josh?
Yeah, I feel like you kind of summed it up. You know, Derek Lewis has the power, you know, KO power. I think he has some of the most knockouts in heavyweight history. But I feel like he's going to try to get inside. He's going to get in range. And if he lands a big shot on Cyril Gane, I think that's going to be a, you know, early night for him. But Cyril Gane knows that as well. So he's going to, he comes from like a kickboxing Muay Thai background. I think he's going to be smart. I think he's going to try to chop his legs down, maybe go for the calf kick.
I think so too.
Start kicking him in his, you know, in the mid range, like kick him in his liver, do a lot of teeps and things like that to kind of break him down. And then maybe that will set up the high kick. You know what I mean? But he has to be super calculated, really cautious, because if he makes one mistake, you know, and Derek Lewis capitalizes on that, like I'm saying, like we've seen time and time before where Lewis is losing a fight and he just one shot, that's all it takes. And it completely changes the outcome of the fight and gets his hand raised. So this is going to be an exciting fight. But man, it's tough. I feel like if it goes to decision, I could see Gon winning. If Derek Lewis wins, it's by KO for sure.
Yeah, like you said, 16 KO finishes for the Black Beast. This is his 22nd fight in the UFC. I didn't know he fought that many times. Like, I remember he was always fighting, but yeah, 22 fights, you know, even 20 over 20 fights in the UFC, that's a lot.
It's a ton.
How many fights do you have now in the UFC?
Nine,
yeah. So 22 fights, that's crazy. Yeah, like you said, if Derek Lewis is able to find, you know, Gon's chin, I think it's going to be a good night for Lewis. But I think Cyril is going to probably just try to dance around, like you said, hit the calf kicks, and, you know, and probably edge out a victory over Derek Lewis. That's going to be my take.
I'm going to go Lewis by knockout.
All right, so we're going to pick a parlay. We're going to pick three winners. Josh, on you.
I'm going to go my three-fight parlay. I'm going to go Rafael Faiza. I'm going to go Song Yadong and Derek Lewis.
All right, I'm going to go Michael Chiesa. I'm going to go Song Yadong. And then I'll go Pedro Munhoz. All right, thanks for watching Fight Picks with the Pros, brought to you by FanDuel. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Bruce Buffer here. Thank you for watching the MMA Surge YouTube channel. We hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to subscribe and get notified when we upload next.